officers in uniform are drawing the battle lines between the execution of their duties and political interference by the ministers in suits. We speak to Action Society's Jonita de Pryo. Welcome, Jonita.
Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity. Always lovely to speak to you.
And to you too. Let us start with former police minister Nathi Mtetwa dying in an apparent suicide before you could answer for his role in police capture.
That was when I remember we were driving in the car and I heard the report and I was like, what? And I was thinking, oh my goodness, right at this time. And then the next report was a report on the Madlangba Commission. And I was like, oh my goodness, either he was pushed or either he jumped. Because, and it has to have something to do with this commission, because it's just too coincidental to not be linked in any way. It's so strange.
I mean, it came not long after he was fingered for the worst political interference. So you would have been called.
Name was just after his name was mentioned and linked to various things, just after that. So it must be to do with that. But I really wonder, was he going to come clean and maybe he was pushed or give names and so on? Or did he not want to give answers and he jumped? Both seem so feasible.
I was shocked. It was the last thing I would have expected of somebody accused of political interference, because normally people could, you know, find a way out.
Maybe it is so bad that he thought that is the only way out. So which brings the question: what do we not know?
What is still coming? I mean, look, I was astonished when Crime Intelligence Chief General Dumisani Khumalo spoke about the Big Five and their links to African national politics and payments to delegates.
Yeah.
Two have been named. Three still have to be named. I think we have an idea who they are.
That's what I wanted to say. It's something that we actually all suspected and kind of knew, but now just to have the proof that what we thought was happening, it really was happening. It's days of our
lives. But now the big cliffhanger with the general suddenly getting ill, taking ill yesterday when he was supposed to testify. I just hope somebody hasn't tried to poison him.
Yeah, I was also thinking that. I saw and I was like, ooh. He's like spilling a lot of stuff. So I hope it's maybe just stress of the whole thing that's going on and that it's not something more serious. But we'll have to see what's...
I mean, I remember General Makwanazi taking his own water bottle and keeping it close and not accepting the water that was put out there, you know?
It was all over on social media. Everybody was commenting on how they... You know, and this is how serious it is. I don't think that these people have many things, many interests to protect. So I don't think he's being overdramatic by protecting his water and being sure of what goes into his mouth.
And I mean, General Makwanazi, the man who opened this can of worms, a can is not really the right word. It's something a lot bigger. And he has enormous public support, but we know that there are constant attempts to try and discredit him. But I saw that former President Thabo Mbeki has come out to commend his bravery. Do you think he's holding up well?
I do think he is holding up well. And I think he did not do that press conference and give all these statements without having all his stuff in order. You don't splash something like that without being ready for the consequences. So I think he was prepared and he did it at the time when he was ready. So I think he's holding up well. And what is he really? And I previously when we spoke, I'm always trepidatious and want to say, I just hope he is the real deal. But it really does seem like he is. He's bringing the proof. He's people are backing him up. I really do think versus the truth that is coming out. He's got a lot of support on. I was just reading on social media. He is like the king now. Everybody believes him, which is a bit concerning because even whatever he says now, people are going to believe, even if it is not the truth. Just because he is so believable and he brings the receipts. I really do hope that he is telling the truth, and it does seem like it is the truth.
Talking about people backing him, National Commissioner Fanny Masemola came out so strongly in support of him. Were you surprised?
No, because I think that is the connection that I made from the start, is that they were the two good guys trying to sort it out with the pressure and the obstacles put in front of them. It really, from the start, I thought, okay, these are the two good guys that we can put our money on, and the rest, we have to see what is happening there. But so I wasn't surprised. It feels fitting that they were the two good guys, and also the two that actually came through the ranks, properly through the ranks. They're not just appointees because of connections.
Thus far, how does it look for former police minister Senso Matshuna now on special leave?
I wouldn't want to be in his shoes, but it's so disappointing because it seemed like he was such a calm and I want to say reserved, but the reservedness that comes with authority. I really had such high hopes for him and thought that he, and I spoke to people and they were like, he seems like a good guy. He likes to watch and then make up his mind. He doesn't move fast and anything. But now it does make sense that, yes, he was scoping for many different reasons, not necessarily to be the best police minister. It's so disappointing because, I just for once, can we have a police minister who is really there to be a police minister, who's there to protect South Africans?
Indeed, we all had high hopes for him. The whole country had high hopes for him.
Well, now, I remember saying just after Tele, we were like, anything is better, but is it really? He was so open about what he did wrong. He wasn't a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Exactly. Now back to the commission with advocate Terry Motau quitting his role as chief leader of the evidence. Do you think that seat got too hot for him?
I did read some reports where it said they are getting threats. Not just him, but various people are getting threats. And with what we saw with the Boer van Niekerk and everybody who it's just everybody is in a hot seat now who is involved in any type of corruption, whistleblowing or pointing or investigating. I think it got too hot, and if you have to protect your family and yourself first, right? I don't blame him for doing that. And there's a new person who stepped in. I hope he is up to the task. I don't know that much about him, but I wouldn't want to be in the shoes of those investigators. Really, they are. I do hope they have protection and they look over their shoulders and open their own water bottles. It is very scary.
You know, now, meanwhile, President Ramaphosa, current President Cyril Ramaphosa is being accused of shielding his nephew from a previous marriage. We're talking about Morgan Hangwani Mamela, implicated in that 2 billion rand Tembisa hospital scandal.
Yeah, it's all the strings are now coming together. we want to speak about nepotism Yeah, that's just give everybody a job in the family. I don't know how they thought they were gonna. Well, they did get away with it for such a long time, but eventually it must come crumbling down because you cannot keep it up with and keep it covered so that we don't see the connections. And we know what happened at the end of Tembisa scandal. That's why it's called a scandal. But who else is involved with this? Is it because we thought, okay, it's just the cats and the business people. And now we see, okay, next level. And then what are we going to see more next level? Who else is involved? Whose son, whose cousin, whose nephew? How did they think they were going to cover it up forever?
I think they felt untouchable because of political protection, political connections. And the voice of one man.
They got away with it so long that probably you create that false sense of protection for yourself.
Also, with no consequences as far as justice is concerned, I don't think they were that concerned. That might explain that vulgar and blatant flaunt of wealth, ill-gotten wealth.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I think you're right there. It's what are people going to do? I just ask my uncle and he will make it go away. That's I assume that is what they were thinking. And I don't think it's just like I'm assuming obviously and just speculating here, but I think it's not that you try to or you consciously change your mind to go in that direction, to be a crook. It's the milieu that you are in. It's just what everybody does. It's acceptable. You're weird if you're not, taking the spoon and digging in. If you're in those circles, it's just the way it's done.
I must say, I had to smile when I saw those WhatsApps, the screenshots. You know, you and I and many other people have always known WhatsApps are not secure and that they can be accessed. But there must be many criminals not so bright who have now realized that there's a lot of incriminating evidence against them on their WhatsApp threads.
Yeah, maybe some security companies, forensic security companies are making big bucks wiping phones and records at the moment.
I think it's too late.
We've always said crime pays, and not in the way that you think. It means everybody else, the security companies, everybody is. Crime is very. It creates jobs and opportunities on the good side, not just on the bad side.
I think many people are still going to discover in the coming days that they wiped their WhatsApps too late. But let's go on to other news. Commander-in-Chief of the Economic Freedom Fighters, Julius Malema, found guilty on firearm charges and facing up to 15 years in jail.
And what a surprise. What did he say was the reason? Race card. Yes, that's because the Andre, what's his name? What is his surname? The white guy who supplied him with the toy gun. He's free, so it's so easy for him to throw the race card. When are we going to see an argument that is not the race card with Julius Malema? My goodness, guy, you were wrong. You were using a gun in a place where you could hurt people. Everybody who has a gun license, everybody who went through the testing knows the rules around using a gun. You are guilty. It's not because you're black. It's because you did this.
He was also another person who felt himself untouchable even by the law. So much has changed. I mean, not long ago, we would not have been able to predict the suicide or murder of a former police minister and Julius Malema facing jail. I don't think we could have foreseen that.
No crystal ball showed us that one. But I think you're right. He still thinks he is untouchable. And the comments that I saw just after the news broke was still like, I will believe it when I see him in jail. People don't believe that it's gonna come to fruition. And I am skeptical myself. He's guilty, yes, but what is going to come from it? Because we're just so used to no consequences. I think we will only believe it when we see it.
But if this conviction had come at the time of the EFF's height of popularity, I think we would have seen a very different reaction on the ground.
Well, not from the EFF supporters. Then they would have even more supported him because he can do no wrong in the eyes of his supporters, clearly from the comments. But maybe from other parties and so on, yes. But his supporter base is so big and so strong. I don't think he can literally in front of a camera shoot somebody and they die and they will say, no, it's not him. It wasn't him. And these are the people who's going to continue voting for him. I know the popularity and it went down, but I think he's still going to have a big role to play. He's not going to move. And even if he goes to jail, I think he will still be able to rule the EFF from there. I saw some other people yesterday saying, well, the EFF will be better off without him, which was an interesting thing. And it got me thinking, like, are there some reactions inside of the EFF that's not so obvious? But I don't know. I think he is almost untouchable according to his supporters. And they're so unpredictable.
Any other news from Action Society side?
Well, yes, going to, I almost want to say a bit lighter, but it's horrible. But we have a big gathering in next week. This is a case that really it's touched my heart. I saw Whitney Stander at a event at the beginning of the year, and she was speaking so powerful, her words about her sister Gabby, who died, and we suspect she was murdered, and it's more than a year, they still don't have the many forensic reports and so on. So we're really on top of that story, and we're going to go to the, maybe I shouldn't say it, but we've already invited people. So we're going to the police station on Monday to put up a big poster there to say, remember her because you failed her. She was missing. The family alerted the police immediately because they knew her routine. She was very set in her routine. They knew something was wrong. 6 days later, they did nothing. They said, maybe she went to a party with a boyfriend. This is what people do. And her mother said, she's a 32-year-old woman. She's not a teenager. She's not like that, irresponsible. And they did nothing for 6 days. And then she was found. She was found near their house where they were searched many times. In the field, she was dead. And still, no results more than a year later. And just the police investigation, it was done. Every single thing that could have been done wrong was done wrong. So we know the investigating officer is under investigation for his handling of it at the moment, but we still need the answers. So we do hope that people take note of it and that the wheels really start turning in this case. Just one of ours, but it's really top of mind for me now. And it just shows that women have, the police will just assume you're not important enough because you're a woman, you went walking on your own, you smoke weed for anxiety, so you must be a drug user. Yep. We're not going to do any effort. How can you feel safe in a country where police acts like that?
Thank you. That was Ionita Dupria of Action Society speaking to Biz News about the rot, incompetence and corruption in the South African police force. I'm Christine. Thank you.